The flying paradise snake of Borneo. Some snakes coil and rattle, slither, strike, and hiss. And now I've heard of everything. Some fly. Oh no, not this. So I've unpacked my suitcase. No trips to Borneo. If snakes can fly between the trees, then I don't think I'll go. Echidna. His nose is long and tapered. He flicks his sticky spit. His spiky tongue goes clicking wherever it will fit. That tongue is 2 feet long. Those gums snack back beneath. He roots through plants to dine on ants because he has no teeth. Beef. It's sad but true that beef is both a full-grown cow and meat. I bet a cow would have a beef with what some choose to eat. The cow, I'm sure, prefers to graze and happily grow fatter, eating grass or eating hay, to lying on some platter. The quokka. The quokka is a wallaby, if that helps you at all. A typical marsupial, but curiously small. The earthworm. The earthworm lives beneath the soil and spends life underground. Too much sun and he is done for. Too much rain and he will drown. A gardener plants petunias in a neat and pretty row. The earthworm wiggles in the dirt, dodging spade and hoe. The end can come at any time. Bulldozed, dug up, cut in two. A shovel's edge, a rake's sharp tine. A tiller's blade, a hard-soled shoe. A robin or a blue jay, a starling or a crow can swoop down without warning and pluck him from below. Vultures. Vultures come in many forms, and many follow herds. In fact, that's true of many things, not all of which are birds. Be careful when within a crowd. Watch what it is they follow, how they act and where they go, but mostly what they swallow. Uno. The Uno is a lazy sloth who lives life passively. Like laundry on a clothesline, he hangs down from a tree. He sleeps most of the day away, though very few take note. He moves so slow that mosses grow and settle on his coat. The dart frog. He really is quite stunning for such a tiny frog, sitting patiently alone, perched upon a log. Brightly colored patterns run up and down his back. His bumps contain a poison tucked in a tiny sack. Though you might want to hold him, you won't find him receptive. Don't judge him by the way he looks, for looks can be deceptive. Man. You know this guy. He's everywhere. Uptown and round the block, on the shoreline, in the woods, on cliffs and trees, on rocks. He preys on other animals. He's arrogant and brash. He builds his home in every spot, then fills it all with trash. The fly. This pesky fly lands on my sandwich, hopping all around my plate, walking round my milk glass rim. He dives below and tries to skate. With darting jumps, he figure eights, then stops to clean his face, leaves a trail upon my spoon, and germs on every space. Lemmings. It's not true that lemmings commit suicide en masse, as if they all were down and out, each in some deep morass. Sure, the water takes them, and though it's true they drown, it's really overcrowding that makes them all go down. In searching for new habitat, they'll gather on a ledge, till finally their numbers swell and push them off the edge. The ibex. Without a net or hiking boots, pulleys, cleats, or rope, the ibex stands upon a ledge, balanced on a slope. He'll butt his head against a foe, lock horns, then start to shove, a thing that one should never do in a place so high above. Opossum. Oh, poor, poor opossum, where do you go at night? Why must you waddle in the dark? Can it wait till light? Didn't mother tell you that to live another day, before you cross a busy street, you first must look each way? Vicuña. Vicuñas from the Andes are related to the llama. They're kind of like a camel with a bit more melodrama. If one of them gets angry, he'll show a lot of grit, and like some children that I know, will kick and hiss and spit. They push and shove and carry on. It really is so sad. Their fur is neat and silky, but their manners are so bad. The bush pig. You will not catch a bush pig dancing. A bush pig works with what it's got. It roots about with claws and snout, but won't be something that it's not.